shower of whispers glowing blue. Late night movie fills the room. Street lights twinkling like dew. I close my eyes.
Hey, that's Lanny Flowers wrapping up that short set of music to get us to where we are now, which is the top of the hour here. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Where did all the fun go? That is the perennial question he's asking off of his Flavor of the Month release, which came out a little bit earlier this year. Before that, from Flip Flop, the Guadalcanal's Diaries, Guadalcanal Diary from Flip Flop. Remind you that someday it'll always be Saturday. It's always Saturday. It's always Saturday if you're listening to Radio 9. Yeah, because it only happens on Saturday from noon to 3. Uncle Jay Thurber brings you 2-3, sometimes an hour and a half of content that involves oldies and newies and snark and commentary. Each and every Saturday, the Mockster anxiously tunes in to find out what's going to go on in the mind of Jay Thurber. But now that we've passed the hour here on the Viva La Mock radio program, that means we should do a thing called the Mock. And the Mockster was originally thinking, I don't know if I'll do a Mock. I'm being lazy. I'm tired. I had a rough week. And then all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's make a Mock happen. Before I get into the Mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Yeah, Attic Records, if you have not found out where they are, they're located in Millvale. And they're open 7 days a week. They're family-owned, they're family-operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. Find out more by calling Attic Records at 821-8484. That's area code 412-821-8484. Again, Attic Records, located in Millvale. So I said to myself, I got this Mock, and what is the Mock? And you're like, you didn't tell me what it was. Well, I did, but I don't think I've done it eloquently. So today's mocking, the mocking on this program is I am doing English artists, or I should say artists that their first tongue is not French, doing songs in French. Maybe doing parts of a song in French. I've decided I'm going to go there. So that's the Mock. You're like, well, what does that mean, Mockster? Like who did what in what? I'm lost. Well, guess what? Back in the 1970s... this cool cat named David Bowie did his hit song Heroes, but he did a French version of it. It's part of the Mock. Je souhaiterais que tu nages comme les dauphins savent nager bien que rien. Nous quatre ensemble, nous les vaincrons à jamais. On peut être héros pour juste une genie. We'll be right back.
Qui se met à Judy, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Chaque fois qu'un policeman se fait buter,
qu'un garage ou qu'une banque se fait braquer,
pour la police ça ne fait pas de mystère.
C'est signé Clyde Barrow, Bonnie Parker,
Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde.
Maintenant chaque fois qu'on essaie de se ranger,
de s'installer tranquille dans un meublé,
dans les toits je vois là les tac tac tac,
des mitraillettes qui reviennent à l'attaque.
Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde.
Semblait dans un autre. mon véhicule n'a pas l'air d'avoir de passagers. Veux-tu me recevoir sans trop te déranger? Mes bottes ne feront pas trop d'écho dans ton couloir. Pas de bruit avec mes adieux. Pas pour nous les moments perdus en attendant un certain au revoir. Parce que j'ai la folie. Oui, j'ai la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. C'était une fois un étudiant qui voulait fort comme en littérature. Sa copine, elle était si douce qu'il pouvait presque, en la mangeant, rejeter tous les vices, repousser tous les mâles, détruire toute beauté, qui, par ailleurs, n'avait jamais été ses complices, parce qu'il avait la folie. Il avait la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. Et si parfois l'on fait des confessions à qui les raconter? Même le bon Dieu nous a laissé tomber. Un autre endroit, une autre vie. Et oui, c'est une autre histoire. Mais à qui tout raconter? Chez les ombres de la nuit, au petit matin, au petit gris. Combien de crimes ont été commis contre les mensonges et soi-disant les lois du cœur? Combien sont là à cause de la folie? Parce qu'ils ont la folie. Ils ont la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. Oui, c'est la folie. C'est la folie. La folie. La folie. La folie. La folie. La folie. Thank you.
Stranglers. The Stranglers wrapping up the mock from their 1981 album, the title track, La Folie, here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah, I believe La Folie means get a job, or it's a job, or just a job. I'm not actually sure. I tried to figure that out back when I bought this album back in the 80s, because I was like, oh, that's cool. These guys are singing in French, and I don't know French. But I've always dug the album. Hey, before the Stranglers, Pat DiNizio, the late, great Pat DiNizio from Smithereens, he put out this limited edition album. Only 500 copies exist, called This Is Pat DiNizio. And on it, he does REM's Talk About the Passion from their Murmur album, which Michael Stipe wrote in some Combien, I don't even, I'm not going to slaughter the French language, but put some French in there. Luna from a B-side of theirs doing the Serge Gainsbourg song Bonnie and Clyde in French. Speaking of in French, Iggy Pop back in, 2012 maybe? I want to say it was 2012. 2009 put out an album called Preliminaries, and that song, which I can't tell you the title because it's all in French, was in there. He had a bunch of them. And then, and like in 2012, I think he put out an entire album in French, is what happened. While my brain is thinking about that. And then David Bowie, back in the days when the kids were like, hey, I like this song, it's a good song, I'm going to record it in a different language song, Bowie put out Heroes in French, which is awesome. I wish more artists would do that again. Maybe they do and they just don't send them to me. I don't know. But so that was the mock. That was the mock. I decided to mock. I don't know. Was I mocking the French language? Was I mocking? I don't know. I was just playing songs that were artists who are not French singing in French, basically. That was the mock. But if we were to get into more music, and then let's stay in that
kind sucked. Of,
neutral.
What? Yeah, that French theme. Just for this song, just so we can segue out of the mock into fun stuff as we are wrapping up this radio program.
Keine Spannung vor der Entspannung.
Ich sag neutral.
Nicht depressiv, nicht aggressiv.
just dying to save me. I stood beneath your window with my ukulele. I made my yard a playground just in case we had a baby. Now I'm crazy for you, but not that crazy. I'm crazy for you, but not that crazy. I treated you like radium. I treated you like God. You were my glass menagerie. Did you not find that odd? I dwelt within and went without and broke my virgin flesh. I performed acts of devotion as if you were Ganesh. But now I'm crazy for you, but not that crazy. I'm crazy for you, but not that crazy.
Hey, this is Brian.
And Mikey.
And Pat.
From Weezer.
And you're listening to...
WRCT.
88.3 FM Pittsburgh. Look out, Pittsburgh!
About the project of the show.
your hair? Do you think it's gonna make him change?
I'm just a boy with a new haircut,
and that's a pretty nice haircut. Charge it like a puzzle, hitmen wearing muzzles. Hesitate to die, look around, around. The second drummer drowned, this telephone is down. Crazy band start up each and every day. I saw another one just the other day, a special new band. I don't remember lying, I don't remember lying, I don't remember a word, but I don't care, I care, I really don't care. Did you see the drummer's head?
Pavement from Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain with Cut Your Hair here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Well, I'm hanging out with you right now because you chose to hang out with me, and I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm playing music for you. Because you chose to listen to the music I'm playing. So let me tell you what you just heard. Before the Pavement, how about some Weezer? I played that Weezer for a very specific reason, is that song was released on June 24th, 1994. So just put that on your calendar and be like, what? Yeah, that's... So I played some Weezer for you from their debut album. Some Magnetic Fields in that set of music as well, because you know what? I am crazy for you, but not that crazy. Or am I? Stereo Total, start off the entire set, kind of coming out of my French mock with Exact Neutral. In fact, in the French mock, I'm looking at my notes and I'm like, oh my gosh, I made a DJ error, which in DJ, not 101, it's more like 304. It's like in the 300 level classes of being a DJ, you don't admit to your errors, you just move on. I failed that class. I wanted to let you know, I totally forgot that in that set of music of my French mock, I played a She and Him. M. Ward and Zoe Deschanel doing their cover of Sunday Girl, the Blondie song, because there's a whole like chorus, not a chorus, a whole verse, that's what it is, in French. So go back, look at your notes, rewind the cassette. Like put the pencil in and rewind the cassette a little bit. You're like, oh, yeah, that's the song I didn't know what you forgot to talk about, stupid DJ guy. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. But the good news is, stupid DJ guy is not on the air forever. The show's coming up. It's wrapping up. It's coming towards an end for this week. But while you have that pencil out that you were rewinding the cassette with, and you have hopefully a notebook out because you take notes at this radio show, there is a list of artists I want you to take notes of. Tullycraft called them pop songs that you are too stupid to know about.
Pop songs you like friends too stupid to know about. Pop songs you like friends too stupid to know about. Pop songs you like friends too stupid to know about. Pop songs you like friends too stupid to know about. Sure likes the Breeders, he thinks Green Day's pretty swell. What about the Bartleby's and Nutri-Milk Hotel? It's okay for a sunny day, but that sing album I'll do.
Pop songs, you boyfriends are stupid to know about. One more time, pop songs, you boyfriends are stupid. shaky and stirry. Cause it ain't a doctor won't stay away. A little month, but overload anyway. This is such an ugly word. Heard once it gets shaky and stirry. So it's down the hatch up in the air. Hope the singing tracks are stuffed in his lair. Down the hatch up in the air. Hope the singing tracks are stuffed in his lair. Down the hatch up in the air. Hope the singing tracks are stuffed in his lair. Down the hatch up in the air. Hope the singing tracks are stuffed in his lair.
From their Scary in Adulthood album, that is Tizzy from the state of Massachusetts. With a green and white. Before that, Tuscadero gave us Nancy Drew, played the Marbles, a band out of Columbus, Ohio. With Wanna Go Home, a Holly and the Italians cover, actually. And some Tullycraft. Tullycraft with pop songs your boyfriend's too stupid to know about. I play that so that you can be like that much cooler. You'd be like, oh yeah, I got it. I know what you mean. That wrapped up this set of music. It's wrapping up this show. The show is called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you on Friday nights. Next Friday, I'm going to warn you. Not sure if the Mockster's going to be here. But don't worry, I'll be here in some form. It might be a pre-recorded form. It might be a post-recorded form. It might be a chloroform. Who knows? But something will happen, and my voice will be on the airwaves next Friday. If I'm not here next Friday, that means I'm going to be gone for a couple Fridays. But if I'm here next Friday, I'll be like, hey, I'm here. Which might be, now that I think about it, I might be here next Friday. And then I'll be like, I'll be gone for a couple Fridays, and I'll come back for a couple Fridays, and I'll be gone for a couple Fridays. I know. Keeping on your toes. That's the best way to do it. Hey, don't forget that 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Diabetes. I'll just say it. I'll say it correctly the whole way through. But the good news is that pre-diabetes can be reversed. And even if you're busy, it takes less than a minute to know if you where you stand. That's not an excuse, right? Less than a minute. So if you go to doihaveprediabetes.org, take a short online test. Again, do I have pre-diabetes? Or as Brett Michael says, do I have pre-diabetes? Hey, my name's Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. You listen to a much better version of the show each and every Tuesday at 2. It's called the Encore Presentation. We cut out all that fat. We take that four-hour show. We're like, here's 2 hours of what should have been listened to. What should have been played. And we play that. Otherwise, enjoy yourselves. Have a great weekend. Reach out to me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's like things you want to know, things you want to hear about. You can do that. Again, wrctrequest@gmail.com.